This is Ask Todd on the Financial Exchange Radio Network. If you have an existing estate plan or are in the market for one, Todd Lutsky is here to answer your questions and help you plan for later life. Ask Todd is presented by Cushing & Dolan, serving Massachusetts and New England for more than 35 years, helping families with estate and tax planning, Medicaid planning, and probate law. Visit CushingDolan.com. Now, here's Todd Lutsky.
Leave it to the IRS to make giving away your money complicated. Shouldn't be, but it is. Hi, everybody. It's Barry and Todd with you here for our weekly segment. And this week we're talking about giving your stuff away, giving assets away. How do you do that in a tax-efficient manner without violating the rules that the Internal Revenue Service has established on our behalf? Good morning, Chuck. Thanks, or Todd.
Thanks for Chuck, they switched me out. You didn't see.
I know. You guys are quick. I want to just confirm something.
Sure.
You're allowed to make a gift that you do not have to report to the Internal Revenue Service, to your children, or anybody, really. Mm-hmm. It's $15,000 for 2021.
It is for 2021, but let me give you a little quick update. Mm-hmm. We do got news for 2022.
Oh, okay.
So for 2022, the $15,000 exemption that you're talking about is that daily, is that a yearly freebie, I like to call it. It's going to go up to 16, finally. Mm-hmm. So it'll go to 16,000 in 2022, along with new federal estate tax exemptions just out for 2022. Those will go up from 11.7 to 12,060,000.
My gosh.
So that's a nice increase. That's $24 million with doubling. And your gift tax once-in-a-lifetime exemption, different than the freebie that you just asked me about, also going up to $12,060,000. So some good changes on the estate tax front for now, at least. Okay. Right. So, yes, you can give away, we'll stay with 2021, $15,000 per year per person as a freebie, meaning you do not need to file a gift tax return and you do not reduce your exemption, and it can be to anybody.
What do you do if, say you want to give $15,000 to one of your grandchildren, but they're a minor?
Yeah, and I'm not even going to just say to a minor. I wouldn't give it to a minor, and two, I probably wouldn't give it to any of my kids either. I mean, not just because I know they're irresponsible, but because you just don't want to give things away without controlling it if you can, for a couple of reasons. So I would set up a trust, a gifting trust. Mm-hmm. It could be just for grandchildren. It can be for both grandchildren and children. And the beauty of this $15,000 exemption, if that's what you want to do, is you can count the heads. So if I've got three kids and three grandkids, I can put $15,000 times six into this trust. And then my wife can do it times
six. A lot of money.
So you can really move a lot of money tax-free. And as you said, Barry, would you give it to a minor? No. Would you give it to a child and maybe expose it to their creditors and their future divorces? No. You know, if by putting it in this trust, you can have language that allows it to come out to them in the trustee's discretion if they need it, but they don't own it. So it's protected. It's not included in their estate when they die. It's growing tax-free, but they can still enjoy it. So I like that approach
better. So
that's
a gifting trust.
Yeah.
A lot of us, when we're doing gifting, we're concerned about the educational opportunities for our children and grandchildren. We want them to be better than what maybe we had. What about the use of 529 plans? Is that something you see at all? I used to use them when I had kids. When I was in a position where I had to pay tuition, I used them heavily. Now I'm not paying tuitions anymore, but now I've got grandchildren. I'm saying, well, you know, in 13 years, they're going to want to go to college.
You know, I'm always ambivalent about the 529 plans. I know they are good. They have pros and cons. I would say the pro is, yes, you put the money in and it grows tax-free.
Right.
And it can be used for education. But if it's not used for education, then you got to take it. If you want to take it back, it's going to be a 10% penalty on all the growth.
Right.
And so that can be a downside. And I guess by putting it in that 529 plan, it is out of your estate, so that's another benefit. But you know, I kind of like the gifting trust if I'm going to do that, because I could do whatever I want with it for whatever reason and have no penalty.
More flexibility.
I think you have a little more flexibility and maybe more investment decisions. I don't know if there's any limitation on what you can invest in a 529 plan. So yeah, I'm not I didn't use them myself. I can tell you that.
Is it in the old days? As a grandparent or a parent, you could write a tuition check and it wouldn't count as a gift.
That's
so
right.
Say you had a kid going to Boston College, you could say, okay, well, you know, they're home at Christmas and they have a tuition bill that's due and money's tight. You could write a check for $20,000 to Boston College and it wouldn't count as a gift. Is that still the case?
Yeah. Still very much the case. It doesn't count as a gift. It doesn't count toward your $15,000 limitation for that child for that year. And there is no limitation on the amount. Right. So, yeah, that's still a viable. But again, as you said, write the check to the institution.
Right. Not to the child to write the check or
to the
parent. Write it to Boston College or wherever they're going to school.
Right. And just a final note when you're talking about gifting in general, be careful what you gift. As much as there's limitations on dollars and taxes and so forth and who gets it and how they get it, always think about what you're going to give and try to give away things that don't trap capital gain. Because I also just found out in the Build Back Better plan came out the other day that there's a lot of things off the table, one of which is the step up in basis rule is not in the Build Back Better plan as part of the tax law changes, which means step up in basis is here to stay, folks. That's at least as of now.
That's valuable.
That's very valuable and important when you think about gifting and what to gift.
We'll talk about that when we return. This is your opportunity to ask a question of Todd Lutsky. Our phone number is toll free. It's 888-205-2263. We're talking about giving current gifts to your family members or just charities and friends. 888-205-2263.
Ask Todd with Todd Lutsky every Wednesday at 10:30, only here on the Financial Exchange Radio Network.
As a military veteran or active duty service member, you served our country. Let Caliber Home Loans serve you. Hey, this is Rick Betancourt, the VA guy, and if you've been thinking about buying or refinancing your home, call me today at 978-882-8705. As a VA home loan expert, no one knows the process better than me, and with my user-friendly technology and unmatched customer service, I can help you buy or refinance your next home. I'll make it so simple and stress-free for you. So to learn more and get started today, call me at 978-882-8705. That's 978-882-8705, or go to my website, rickmortgage.com, for more information. Let Caliber Home Loans guide you home.
Rick Betancourt, MLS number 7810, state license, Massachusetts and Connecticut. Caliber Home Loans Incorporated, NMLS number 15622. www.mlsconsumeraccess.org, equal housing opportunity. Branch license number 1916762. 10 Elm Street, Danvers, Mass. 01923. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Other restrictions and limitations apply. Massachusetts mortgage lender and broker license number MC15622.
Todd Lutsky answers your questions about estate and elder life planning every Wednesday at 10:30, right here on the Financial Exchange Radio Network.
Giving your stuff away. It's actually a little more complicated than one might think. Our phone number, if you have a question for Todd, is 888-205-2263. Todd, we were talking off air about some of the things that were in and not in the infrastructure bill and what we anticipate in terms of tax law changes. Anything negative on the in terms of giving assets or estate planning that you've seen so far?
Not negative, all positive, actually.
Good.
So, it just came out the other day, so we'll spend a few minutes on its current events for sure. The Build Back Better plan is that other plan that they're trying to put through. They already passed
the 1.8.
Infrastructure. Yeah, the infrastructure is done. This is more the social improvement plan, I believe. And they figure out how they're going to pay for it. And a lot of the tax law changes that we've been talking about since January 1 are going to be built into this Build Back Better plan. Well, slow down, everybody. Not so much. I saw a report yesterday as to what's not in it.
Okay.
So there's some exclusions. What's not in the Build Back Better tax plan is income tax changes if you are under $10 million. Used to be $400,000. Mm-hmm. Now it's $10 million. So you're still at the, I believe that would be put you at the 37% bracket, not the 39%.
Yep.
Dividends and capital gains. If you're under $10 million, no change.
Income.
Well, not capital gains.
No, but $10 million of income. There's no change.
Wow. No change. So you then would be paying, you know, you're still at the 20% capital gains tax bracket, and you're still at the, 3.8% Obamacare tax.
Mm-hmm.
So great.
Yeah.
You know, for people under $10 million.
And as poor Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know. I know. Someone's got to pay. And then you have the estate, gift, and generation skipping tax changes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, those were going to go down to $6 million or $3.5 million. All off the table.
Wow.
So you don't have to, as of now. But don't forget, folks, the 2026 exemption still exists, or sunset of the Trump law that passed in 2018.
Yeah.
That's still on the books.
Right.
And so it is going to sunset in 2026 to $6 million as a federal exemption. But the idea of moving that exemption to 2022, probably not happening.
Off the table.
Off the table. So tons of stuff. Grantor trust rules that we're going to change. Off the table. So gifting law, I think we're just elated right now that those are good. How are you going to pay for this, though? I don't quite understand that aspect of it. That's way beyond my pay grade.
What's the matter? You don't understand budget reconciliation at the federal level?
Way beyond my pay grade, for sure.
Well, it's beyond a lot of people's pay grades. Our phone number, if you have a question, is 888-205-2263. Todd, during this segment, is taking questions about estate planning and gifting. Our friend Sharon is in Billerica and has a question for Todd Lutsky. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show. What is your question, please?
Yes, hi, Todd. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
So my father-in-law is gifting to his grandchildren, and I was just wondering, the thing is he's writing, checks directly to them, and I have mm-hmm. a 22-year-old and a 20-year-old who are not really financially, savvy.
Yeah, yeah, I got a 20-year-old myself.
Yeah, and they're not doing the right thing with the money, so I'm just wondering if possibly you could kind of direct me into the, into what I should do so that they're able to save their money.
Yeah.
And, invest it or somehow just get it so that they're not spending it.
Yeah.
It doesn't burn a hole in their pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get that. I mean, I think Amazon drivers and UPS drivers and FedEx drivers, we have a personal relationship with them at our house. So they're there all the time. They might have them over for Christmas dinner. I don't know. But I get that spending deal. So this is what we talked about a little bit earlier, Barry, when you were asking about grandchildren, right? It's that idea of, do we want to put the money in the hands of the child or the grandchild? No. I don't think it's a good idea. Maybe you can talk to your father-in-law and have them set up a gifting trust and say, look, I love that you want to take care of my children. And yes, you can make these gifts. But if we put it in a trust, and maybe they name you as the trustee,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, or your husband as the trustee. And they can remove it. No, granddad can remove and replace the trustee. We can put the kids on later when they're better suited for that. And what you do is you put the money in there, you manage the money, trustee. So if you're the mother and you're the trustee,
well,
and you're managing
That would allow Sharon to decide, well, yeah, you don't need another new car, or you don't need to buy that on Amazon.
Exactly. Not only are you going to be able to manage the money and teach them
mm-hmm.
how to manage the money by
budget.
Showing them, look, here's an investment, let's track it, let's watch it, let's see how it grows, and teach them savings, you also can teach them when they get the money. So they're going to say, hey, Ma, I need this new pair of tennis shoes. Well, let's take a peek at the closet and see how many shoes you already have that look just like this one and aren't worn out. So, I'm very familiar with that. So it's a great way of doing it.
Right.
And it's still helping granddad lower his estate.
Well, and I think grandpa is doing it because he wants to.
Absolutely.
He loves these kids. He thinks the world of them. But what a lot of grandparents may not understand is that sometimes giving an outright gift to a child like that can do more damage than good.
I think it's right. And I think that's exactly what Sharon's talking about.
Yeah.
So
speaking of which, if you are interested in Todd's guide for the month of November, it's a guide to gifting assets. It sounds simple, but we've discovered during the last few weeks it is not so simple. If you want that guide, call his office at 866-848-5699. That's 866-848-5699. 888-848-5699, or you can download the guide free of charge by visiting legalexchangeshow.com. Todd, we talked about stocks, we talked about tuition, mm-hmm. we talked about children and grandchildren. Let's talk about real estate that's been in the family a long, long time.
And you know, when Barry says that, that means one big thing to me. We bought it a long time ago, and it was not worth anywhere near what it's worth today. And that's what we talk about with appreciated assets and gifting of them. If I have a bucket of money or a bucket of assets, and I need to decide what I want to gift, the first place I look is high basis assets, not these low basis assets, Barry, which is what you're referring to. Those properties, if you start giving those away, you are giving away the actual gain built into it. And I had a real life story where another lawyer called me to refer me his client, who was a PI lawyer, didn't understand taxes, but they said, hey, this guy's got about $2 million of real estate. He's single in mass. He's worth about three in total. He wants to give those away. I got on the phone. I ran the numbers with him quickly. And I said, if you give those away, you are actually creating more tax liability for your family by building in the capital gains tax when you give it to them than you would be if you just died owning it and got that step up in basis that we now know
right.
is here to stay. So, folks, that was the last item to give away. And right. we explained that to him, and he was very thankful, and we worked out another arrangement.
I bet he was. Todd, thank you very much for joining us.
Always
today.
A pleasure.
This has been Ask Todd on the Financial Exchange Radio Network. Ask Todd with Todd Lutsky has been presented by Cushing & Dolan, serving Massachusetts and New England for more than 30 years, helping families with estate and tax planning, Medicaid planning, and probate law. Call 800-393-4001 or visit CushingDolan.com.